Hi, I'm Via Skinner, coordinator for Campus Communications, and welcome to HCC 360. Hartford Community College offers a lot of opportunities for people looking to further their careers with workforce training. It also runs a wide range of programs and classes that are open to the community. Coming soon, it will be a lot easier to find the course that you'd like and sign up for it. Today, we speak with Laura Drake and Kate McClave about the new and improved system for registering at Workforce and Community Education. Let's dive in.
Well, hello. Thank you for coming in. Can you tell us who you are and what y'all do today?
I'm Laura Drake. I am the coordinator for academic operations with Hartford Community College.
Okay, nice to meet you, Laura.
And I'm Kate McClave, operations associate working under Laura Drake.
Okay, so operations for the Workforce and Community Education Division. Tell me a little bit about that.
Workforce and Community Education is kind of referred to as the fun part of the college experience. So we handle students from age 2 at our Early Learning Center preschool all the way through to our senior population with history classes and physical education classes and travel for all ages. We handle summer camps, and we also handle all of our workforce classes for job training.
And operations in general on the non-credit side. Within operations, we manage non-credit registration as well as projects and process improvements.
Hmm. And how many students do y'all typically manage, or what's y'all population?
Non-credit will register and run just about 15,000 students through a year.
And just those 15,000 students, they have the opportunity to register for a broad range of class offerings. Mm-hmm. Just for fall 2023, we had more than 500 classes scheduled. Mm-hmm. So a very broad range, as Laura was mentioning.
Okay. What are y'all main subjects that y'all try to focus on?
We do it all.
All of them?
We don't. So we'll take anything that happens to be from enrichment in youth, mm-hmm, to homeschool, to physical education classes, swimming lessons, summer camps, all the way through history classes, computer classes, workforce retooling classes, forklift training, heavy equipment operators, truck driver training.
Oh, y'all do it all. Mm-hmm.
Adult literacy, logistics.
Mm-hmm. What are the most popular ones that you see most students enroll in? Like top 3, top 5, just off the top of your head?
I think the community education division in general is one of our most popular areas. Lots of phys ed classes, fitness classes. What are some of our most popular?
History classes, cooking, and travel.
Also, the ceramics, the pottery classes, mm-hmm, very competitive to get into those.
And art classes competitive as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why are those so competitive? Do you know?
They're very popular.
Yes, and they only have 12 pottery wheels. Mm. So, you know, once the 12 spots go, that's it. You're out of luck.
Space is limited.
Uh-huh. Space is limited.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to glaze over workforce development.
Workforce is the next big piece.
Yeah. Yes, they are also extremely popular, particularly the classes that lead to certifications or career advancement. Mm-hmm. Our apprenticeships are very popular. We have a child care apprenticeship program, which is the first in the state of Maryland.
Nice.
So we're very proud of that. Forklift, I think, is a very popular offering that we have. Mm-hmm. It allows you to apply to a variety of different industrial, manufacturing, construction type jobs. Mm-hmm. So a lot of flexibility there for our students.
We have the Leading Edge Training Center in Edgewood that houses our simulators and equipment to learn heavy equipment operators and truck driver training and welding. So that division handles a lot of students who are not college bound in a traditional credit way that need to be out in the workforce. Mm-hmm. So they will train you to be electricians and HVAC certified heavy equipment operators. Computer training.
Basically like trades.
All of your trades.
Mm-hmm. Trades are big right now.
Trades are big.
It's there's been a deficit in the workforce. So I think offerings, brick masonry, you know, these are all things that can lead to employment. And I think that's mm-hmm. attractive to people, to mm-hmm. prospective students.
Do y'all have any industry partners?
Not really. Most of our classes we house inside. We partner with some other companies. We partner with Cecil for truck driver training. Mm-hmm. We are partnered with a local brewery for our craft brewing. Mm-hmm. But the curriculum and everything is from us.
Nice. Okay. Now, once they get the certification, the training and stuff, do y'all have any opportunities or like lead them towards getting a job as well? Or is it just up to them once they get the training and whatnot?
I can speak for the apprenticeship programs. Through the apprenticeship, they are connected with apprenticeships and also internships on the healthcare profession side. Mm-hmm. The externships, the apprenticeships, you are working directly with operating businesses in the community. Mm-hmm. So I think it does open you up to opportunities that you wouldn't otherwise have if you weren't involved in the program.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. nice. That's what I was asking, because mm-hmm. I'm like, if I do decide to take like a class there or whatever, yeah. like I don't want to just stop there. Like, where do I go from there? And you know, obviously y'all do have apprenticeships and stuff, but I know mm-hmm. it's really broad, so I don't y'all yeah. don't have it for yeah. everything. Yeah. But mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah, and credit programming is not for everybody. Some people really are just looking for a certification to go right into the workforce or to advance the career that they already have. So it's nice that we offer both credit and non-credit.
Yeah, and y'all have a broad catalog, but mm-hmm. how do people register for the classes?
Well, that's what's going to be changing. Right now, a student goes online and fills out a PDF, basically, of our registration form, mm-hmm. and it's emailed into our facility. Our registration staff will take that registration form, process it into our system, and call that student for payment mm-hmm. over the phone. Or they do have the ability to come in or send it in through the mail, but the process on our end is still the same.
Okay.
And that's what's cumbersome for our students, and we realized that for many years, and we are finally on the cusp of a brand new experience in registration that's completely online, and it'll be much more user-friendly for our students.
100%. Are there mm-hmm. any prerequisites?
Depends on your classes. There mm-hmm. are some classes that you have to have pass tests or have prior experience in certain classes in a series.
Mm-hmm. Now, has that new system been implemented now, like today, or is it still like coming?
It is coming. We will be registering for our spring semester, which begins January the 2nd. Via the new system. It will go live, anticipated the early part of November for registration.
And under the new process, the non-credit registration system, which as Laura mentioned is coming, it allows students to search, register, and pay for non-credit classes all online. So it is a one-stop shop. You don't have to leave your home, and just streamlines the process, not just for the student, but also for us mm-hmm. in non-credit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for existing students, how does that affect them?
Be the same process for them. Mm-hmm. They will go on and create a new profile the first time, and then it will match their information up and pair it with their existing account one at the college.
What's nice is you, via the new system, you are able to browse all of the class offerings without creating that student profile. Mm-hmm. But in order to register and pay for the classes, you would have to go on. It's similar to any shopping online experience that you would have.
Yeah, you just go through the catalog, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the new software, what's the rollout plan?
Right now, we are looking at several avenues to get the word out to our students. We will be doing some social media pushes. We will have a page in our next printed schedule of classes that will be out in December. Mm-hmm. We will just send out some constant contact email information to our existing students who are current students with us, so they'll be getting information from us as well.
Mm-hmm.
So our first phase is really to get the standard registration system up and running for the majority of our students.
Mm-hmm.
That allows for straight registration into whatever class that student wants to take. Part of our phase two is to handle more complicated registrations. Like, we do a lot of contract training with companies,
mm.
and the new program will allow us to build profiles for that company
mm-hmm.
and allow those students from that company to register within that company's account, so to speak. So, And we'll also eventually help our summer camp and our early learning center, which are also in a phase two piece. We'll also have the ability for family enrollment, which is something we do not have now. Part of phase two will be, and you know, as a parent, you can go online and register all of your children and or a spouse for whatever classes they want to take under one account and one payment system, where now it's a separate form for every single person.
And for the people who aren't technically like computer savvy, how will that affect them? Are there other ways for to get them involved as well?
Yes, we've put a lot of thought into that. We have two computer stations in Edgewood Hall that are available to students to walk in and use. We also have our registration staff who will be available to guide those students through either the application process or the registration and payment. It is very, very important to note that with the new non-credit registration system, every student must have an email address.
Mm. That's how they get notifications, updates,
and whatnot. That's how the process will work through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And our existing registration staff, we have three ladies that are ready, willing, and able to help all of our students and will continue to be via phone or in person. If they stop by and want to use a computer on site, we'll walk them through it.
And where's that in-person place located again?
We're located in Edgewood Hall.
Any times of availability?
We are open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Fridays, we're open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Do y'all have a phone number where that people could contact you at?
Yes, the non-credit registration phone number will remain the same. And that number is 443-412-2376.
Perfect. And a website as well, if people are on the internet listening.
Mm-hmm. At this point, they'll be able to access it from our Harford Community College's website, which is harford.edu.
Perfect. Is there anything else that y'all want to talk about?
I think the important thing is that Harford Community College recognized the need for a better process for students to register for non-credit classes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's 2023. You know, nobody wants to deal with paper forms, whether you're a student or an employee. So it's just a good, streamlined, one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
We have approximately 15,000 students in non-credit registration. So
mm-hmm.
it's while software may not be the most interesting topic, I think it's going to affect a lot of our student population.
Yeah.
And hopefully improve their experience.
Mm-hmm. Right now, it's time-consuming. You register for the class online today. You might hear from us in 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And then you may end up paying phone tag with us
right.
if we don't get you live the first time. Mm. And that's going to go away for our student. They're going to be able to go online, register for their class, pay for their class, have their confirmation in hand, and be ready to go.
Yeah, it makes everything so much mm-hmm. easier and streamlined. Now, moving forward, do y'all have any goals or expectations that y'all want from this?
I think the system will give our students a much more user-friendly, easy experience to work with us,
mm-hmm.
and they will find it easier and easier to come back.
Happy students.
Happy students.
Happy students.
Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Yeah, 100%. Y'all want to come by and chat?
Yep. Yeah, we're looking forward to everything. Mm-hmm. We've got good things coming, and thank you for letting us share.
Yeah, 100%. I'm always open to hear about things that people is doing. Y'all seem really, like, passionate about it. Y'all like where it's going. That's the only thing I like about just, like, doing, like, the interviews.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody not passionate about it,
that's
like,
right.
why
I
even
know.
Come on the radio talk about it? You know what I mean?
We Absolutely. Love our students, and we want to make it easy on them.
Right? That's how I feel.
There's probably going to be a little transition period. You know, change is hard sometimes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But we love our students, and we're here to help. So
Absolutely.
Thanks for being with us. For more information about the workforce and community education offerings at HCC, go to harford.edu and search workforce or community education. I'm Vaya Skinner, and HCC 360 will be back next month with another deep dive into amazing opportunities at Harford Community College. Thanks for listening.